Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mo in Brooklyn. Mo, what's happening, brother?
Gentlemen, feel good Friday. Playoff weekend. I hope you guys had a great time last night. I would have loved to have been there, but unfortunately I had to work.
All right, now we had a great time. So what's happening?
I got a question for you, Booms. I'm watching these games with these stiff arms, right? And I read the rule, and the stiff arm rule says that your elbow has to be locked. But I see these guys, especially in that Philly game, loading up. Right, you got a safety or a cornerback coming up who can't come at you with the helmet. They have to come up face up, right?
Yep.
So they're in a vulnerable situation, and now they're taking palms to the face of the head and giving them almost whiplash. Do you think that rule has to be looked at?
You know the way that these things. I know the one that you were talking about between the Eagles and the Packers, which was a pretty violent one, by the way, by Dallas Goedert as he was running down the sideline. But you know. If the defense can't touch your face mask, why, as an offensive player, can you touch their face mask?
No, you can touch it. You just can't have a hold of it. You know, if the offensive player grabbed a hold of that face mask.
I've seen that.
Okay, well, that should be a penalty then.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's you can't. If I'm a defensive player, I mean, I could touch it. I can't go illegal hands to the face, go up under the face mask or anything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can do it.
Illegal hands to the face.
Right.
But like, if you're protecting the helmet, you're protecting the head. I mean, stiff arm's been a part of football since it began. Were you a big stiff arm guy?
I was an offensive lineman that played 2 games. So, I mean, I like the stiff arm in the game.
You like the stiff arm? I like the stiff arm.
I would be upset if they took the stiff arm out of the game.
Yeah.
You know, they would say if they took the stiff arm out of the game, they'd go the wussification of football again. You'd hear that stuff.
We would hear that stuff. By the way, Derrick Henry gives a good stiff arm.
Yes, he definitely, yes.
Who do you think he's the best stiff arm guy right now?
Oh, no doubt. It's got to be.
Who's the best all-time stiff arm guy? Earl Campbell?
But he was more just trucking you right to your face, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he had great stiff arm.
Yeah.
Eddie, what do you think?
I agree with you about Art Campbell. I think he just ran you over.
Right.
Best stiff arm guy ever.
Walter Payton?
All right. We're definitely missing somebody.
Walter Payton definitely had a great stiff arm.
Let's see what AI says.
I'm telling you that Earl Campbell had a great stiff arm, too.
AI says Marshawn Lynch, big stiff arm guy.
Yeah, he's a big stiff arm guy, yeah.
Best stiff arm guy. See, they have a list.
It said Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson, they say.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah, that was a good one, yep.
That was a good one. He'd stiff arm you and then fumble. That was his thing.
You're so negative. I mean,
really didn't like it. I mean, as impressive as he was and he won an MVP, he was just not my favorite Minnesota Viking. I felt like big games, he just puked all over.
Last running back to have one, an MVP.
No, everyone.
Oh, he did win. Okay.
Yeah, he won with the Titans. Conrad and Cherry Hill. What's going on, Conrad?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love the show as always.
Thanks, Conrad. Good to hear your voice. Do you finally cleanse yourself from this Giants season?
Yes. I've been trying to call, but wasn't able to get through. But it was a long season, very disappointing. And I'm happy that the organization actually stayed with the coach and the GM. I think that's a good move. And I think that the direction that they're going to go with getting the quarterback within the draft, I'm hoping, that's also another good move. Booms, I completely disagree with you when it comes to Shador. Shador, I think, have it all together as far as what's in between his ears. I think that his dad being in the league was able to coach him how to read defenses, And you could see that translate into the field because of his lack of interceptions and mistakes on the field.
Well, I agree with you in that case. You know that. I said that, you know, like Patrick Mahomes, his dad has been, you know, he's been around it his entire life, so he expects to be good at the next level. All I'm saying is that he's not the most explosive player in the draft, and he's certainly not the most explosive quarterback that we've seen over the last 10 years. He's not even in that part of the discussion.
And I think the knock on him, when I watched him the entire season, the kid is so calm in the pocket, and I think he's so good, where it kind of knock on his game because you don't get the frantic Shador. You don't get the type of person where, you know, he'll run and then do a Patrick Mahomes type of play, right? What you'll get from him is that he's capable of reading the defense. He has sneaky, fast speed, which means that his first option, his first choice is to throw. But if it's not there, he could go ahead and take off. And one of the things that I love the most is the fact that he had a Travis Hunter. Because during the season, when Travis wasn't getting the ball, just like all these wide receivers that tend to be divas, he would pout and they would have this back and forth where he would actually control, you know, this kid. I like the fact that we have Malik Nabers that was a stud, that he could come in and actually, you know, temper that fire down in Malik when he's not getting the ball. So I love that dynamic, and I love what I see in Shador. So I think he's ready. I'm just more concerned about, since he's been a starter his entire career in his life, I'm concerned about him sitting down maybe for a year or two. How would he handle that? That's the only thing I haven't seen in him.
That's going to be something because he's always been a starter. He'll always want to be a starter, and he will expect to be a starter the day that he's drafted.
Yeah, but he's got a... That's
a situation where I'm not sure exactly how it's going to go because that would concern me. Now, maybe like, all right, first three games, four games, but then if the team's not playing well and we're 6-7 weeks into the season and he is not the starting quarterback, does Deion start chirping in the media? Does that become a thing? You know, the players got to answer the questions. That's something I think could be a bit of an issue. But you know, here's something, too. Like, I know that Phil Simms does not believe at all that Deion Sanders would be the Dallas Cowboys head coach. But let's say he decides to take that job. Is he going to, at that point, want Shador Sanders to be on the Giants?
Got to coach against his son twice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's part of it. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? These are certain things that you can't control. I mean, he may say to the Titans or the Browns that my son does not want to play for you. And that also could be because that Deion maybe knows that his son isn't worth the number one overall pick or the number two overall pick. I mean, a lot of scouts out there are basically saying that Shador has a chance to be a very good NFL quarterback, but they just don't see the explosive plays from him. I wonder if he's going to run a 40-yard dash for anybody. I'd like to see what that number is.
You think he's going to be slow?
I mean, what is slow, though? Like, you know, slow, like, I ran a 4.8.
That's slow, right?
Right. I mean, so, I don't know. I know. In this day and age, everybody's looking for, you know, the next Lamar Jackson, the next Jaden Daniels. These guys are explosive, man. And I, you know, maybe he's more of the drop back, stay in the pocket type, like a Joe Burrow, a Jared Goff, and guys like that. And you can do it. And maybe that's the way he wants to be portrayed. And look, if he's working with Tom Brady and he is all in, then once you sit down and you meet him and you get a feel for his personality and you can believe in him that he's going to be all in, that it's not just going to be flash and dash, then why wouldn't you take a chance on him?
Yeah, I'd love to get Brady's candid thoughts on Shador. I mean, we're not going to.
I wonder if his candid thoughts would be honest thoughts. You know, they're both Hall of Famers. Dad. I mean, you know.
No, I'm talking about like if Tom Brady was if you gave him some sort of truth serum and he told you everything about Shador, which is never going to happen. But like that, I'd love to hear his real take on him.
So did you watch any? I think you saw. You told me you saw a little bit of Joe Milton playing against the Bills.
I saw more than I should have because I bet the under in that game because I didn't think Joe Milton was going to play well, and I thought that all the starters would be out and it should be a low scoring.
So
game.
You saw Joe Milton. We all saw Joe Milton. What you saw on that field was a very explosive athlete playing the position.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it was insane.
I mean, when you watch Anthony Richardson, at least when he plays against the Jets or the Giants here at MetLife Stadium.
And he's not taking himself out of games.
Right. Well, he just doesn't know. you know, he didn't play a lot of football. He doesn't understand, like, quarterbacks don't take themselves out of games.
Yeah. I mean, but not, there's been guys who have been very successful at that position who aren't explosive with their legs, and the athleticism doesn't carry him through.
Well, that's why I was saying he's more of a pocket passer.
Yeah, which you like.
Which I do like, and I like the fact that guys, like, the great thing about Tom Brady, the last 5 years of his career, he didn't hold on to the ball.
Nope.
He wasn't doing a Sam Darnold. He was getting rid of it.
Yeah. Full circle this week. Sam Darnold on Monday, Sam Darnold on Friday. Can't wait to get some more games to talk about.